You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
Now you know as his eyes have not seen, our ears have heard, nor have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. And then, my brothers and sisters, there's a duration. It's dynamic. Heaven is also its duration or the time frame. This will be an everlasting kingdom. It will never end. Remake. It will never end. Remake again. It will never end. This stuff will terminate. But in the Father's house, a mini mansion, if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. It will never end. Look at what's happening in this world today. Over and over again, we've seen it crumbling right before our very eyes. All the destruction that's going on right here. This stuff will end, but in the Father's house, it has splendor and it's majestic, and we will see that it will never end. Fourthly, we see in verses 13, God's guarantee. The Lord is faithful in all he says. He is gracious in all that he does. Antioch, my brothers and sisters, how has God been faithful to you? We have a guarantee that in the Father's house, we have a room. We have a mansion. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, when I think about all he has been in my life and through my life, I get excited about eternity. I get excited because I know where I'm headed. I get excited because I know what's in store and when you've been bought with a price. The day you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior and the day you surrendered your life to the Lord punched your ticket. Because the Lord has already paid the price for you and I. What I have learned about the Lord, it has never been about me. It has always been about him. The plan of salvation was a miraculous plan that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had all put together. And when they came and when man messed up, Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw them. Yeah. All men unto me. Regardless of our sin, regardless of our shortcoming, regardless of all the things we've done, the Lord said, I've got you covered. Yeah. But Lord, I've done some terrible things. I've done things undercover that you've never would understand, and the Lord says, I've got you covered. Yeah. But Lord, I've even walked away from the church. I've even said things that I know that you're not pleased with. He said, I know, but I've got you covered. Why? Why? Because it is all about you, God. God had the plan, and we are part of fulfilling that plan. The enemy objective was to destroy the objective of God, but he did not know God had plan A and plan B. And when the enemy messed up, Jesus stepped up and he became the propitiation or our sacrifice. He allowed us to come back into harmony, into a covenant agreement with God the Father. And so when people say, but I'm not good, I'm not worthy to come through the church doors, the first thing I say is that you're right in company because we're all exes here. We're all exes. We're exes because we were once out there and now we are here. And the Lord says, I'm turning my exes into excellent. I'm making them holy, perfect, righteous. And if you are here today and you desire to receive the Lord under what we call the dispensation of grace, the Lord is speaking to your heart today. Will you now surrender your life to the Lord? Will you come and say yes to the Lord? But Lord, you don't know my story. The Lord says, from the beginning of time, I saw you. I knew everything about you. From the beginning of time, I knew the day that you would surrender your life. I knew the day that you would stumble and fall. I saw you. But the Lord is simply saying, now is the acceptable hour. Under what we call the dispensation of grace of the church day, the Lord is reaching out his hands to each and every one of us. But Lord, you don't know my frailties. I've got you. He said, I'm reaching out to you. And I'm calling you under what we call the dispensation of grace, the church age. I'm pulling men to me because I love you with an unconditional love. And my love will never fail because God is love. And when we get what God is doing in our life, we can rejoice and magnify and glorify him in heaven for an eternity, not just for a little while on Sunday for about 40 minutes of worship and praise, but we will exalt his name forever and ever and ever. Is that you today? Is the Lord speaking to your heart? Maybe you've been away from the church far too long. And maybe you said, Lord, I can't see myself this day shedding off what I am. Speak, Lord. Hey, Lord. No shadow by Tante. Speak, Lord, on behalf of your people, Lord, that they will know your eternal power rest, rule, and abide upon them. Speak, Lord. Let them feel your eternal power, your glory, and your majesty upon them. Let the power of the Holy Spirit move upon them in a profound way, Lord, changing their lives in such a way that they will know, Heavenly Father, that you are our God. We need you, Lord, right here in this place. We need you, Lord, because we've been wandering in a foreign land. But we are searching and we are seeking. And because we are here now, we ask you now, Lord, to touch us. Don't look at your husband. Don't look at your wife. Don't look at your children. This is about you. And the Lord is simply saying, come. Receive salvation. For Jesus made it all affordable for you. He is Savior, Deliverer, Redeemer. He is our Restorer. He is our joy. He is our hope. He is our way. He is our shelter in a time of storm. And if you reach out, He's reaching out to you because of who He is. And He is love. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all you have been in our life. For the blood of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. How grateful we are. For we know it's all about you. Abba, Father, it's about you. Jehovah, Yahweh, Adonai. You are our banner, Jehovah Nissi. You are El Shaddai. And we love you, for you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. So now, Lord, because the invitation has been extended, we now extend the time of healing and restoration and those who need prayer. If you are here now, as we come to the culmination of this worship service, we invite you to the altar. And if whatever your situation is, whatever you are wrestling with, whatever you are caught up in, whatever you are hooked on, the Lord is simply saying, I will break those powers and I will restore you back into a covenant agreement with me. And if that's you, will you come now? Will you come to the altar and say, here am I, Lord. I am ready to be an instrument of your service. Whatever your will is for my life, Lord God, I am willing to surrender. I'm willing to change. I'm willing to do what you call me to do, act the way you call me to act, live the way you call me to live.
I don't want it. I don't need it, God. Take everything.
Father, restoration is in this place.
God, I just want you. Just want you. I just want you. I just want you. I just want you.
Sister Brent is requesting prayer from a back injury.
I just want you.
And Sister Rax, Kenneth Rax, is requesting prayer. Sister Rex, is it your husband that I spoke with yesterday? God is, get him here. I need him here. Because God has something, a supernatural healing, Lord, for him. And because God has a supernatural healing for him, God is breaking down those medical issues. And showing who he is. He made the body and he can do what no man can do. And so now, Lord God, here we are. Father, here we are. Faith, Heavenly Father, moving mountain. You said if we had the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Is there anybody here with the faith of a grain of a mustard seed? Shout hallelujah. Claim your healing, your restoring, your regeneration right now. So right now, Lord God, we come into a covenant agreement with you. We bless